Okay. Mike, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
I appreciate you letting us come take over your booth here. We're at Surf Expo 2023, and you make shoes.
We do, yes.
It's probably a little more complicated than that.
Right.
And people are probably wondering why I'm here talking to you. This is the Scuba Diving Channel.
Exactly.
So tell me about that particular shoe.
This is called CrossKicks Tetra. We actually launched this via Kickstarter last year. We had never done a Kickstarter before, and it was just a fun thing to do. The campaign actually funded in 6 hours, which was really exciting. But the goal was really not to make big money. It was to get media, PR, get the word out there, and it was really surprising.
Obviously, the reason I'm here, and I'm just going to come right out of the barrel with it, is you can wear these with dive fins.
Correct.
Where did you get that idea?
We went to the DEMA show last year.
Yep, we were there.
We missed each other.
Yep.
And our booth was very, very popular. When you meet people, tell them about your product, they leave and bring other people back. That kept happening the whole show. Like, you got to see these. So we got accounts from all around the world, which was fantastic.
I heard some big names. I heard Carnival Cruise Lines.
We do Carnival, Norwegian, Universal Studios. We sell to water parks as employee uniforms. On the cruise lines, the people that work the Flow Rider, the surf simulator, they're wearing CrossKicks because they stick so well as the non-slip sole, and they're picking up tourists all day long.
So this works for being outside in the water. Now, do you wear a sock with it, or is that what this thingy is?
Typically, I don't wear a sock.
Oh, hold on. If you don't wear a sock, though, we all know there's a lot of shoes you don't wear socks.
Yep.
And the side effect after a few hours is they don't smell so nice at the end of the day. What's the sitch?
The ones I'm wearing right now, they were dirty from wake surfing in Utah last week.
So you wake surf?
Mm-hmm.
A little flex there.
And that's right. How I clean mine up when they're super muddy and dirty, I literally took my hose and some dish soap. I scrubbed them with a brush. No stink, no stains, all clear. This fine mesh solves the problem that water shoes have, which is you get rocks, debris, and shells underneath
your feet. I have that in my actual dive booties.
Yeah, there's holes in the cork footbed, and there's holes up here too, and that's a drainage system that drains around the midsole.
So you got a straight up sewer line in this thing.
Yep, and actually if I peel this footbed up, this is all mesh in here, so debris can't come backwards and get up into your feet.
Do you ever get sick of like thinking about feet?
No.
Okay, that's
how I make a living.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
I love feet.
What's nice is we supply people supportive footwear when they're on their adventure, their vacations, or they're doing their job, like pressure washing companies, pool techs.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen people using these for?
I can tell you that very easily. It was new to me. Dog dock diving competitions.
Dog dock diving competitions. You remember? I'm seeing nods back here. You guys know about this?
They train their dogs to run out and dive for something, and they catch big air, and they're on ESPN. And we have a CrossKicks banner. We have guys wearing CrossKicks that train the dogs.
The reason I'm here is this model.
Tetra.
The Tetra. The thing that's got me is you can wear the shoes down to the water, put your fins on, and they work as good or better than booties.
That's right. It dries very quickly.
Something I like about it is you got this huge like sewage drainage system down there. And when I say sewage, I mean it because I work with a bunch of divers. Mm-hmm. And the neoprene ones hold everything that runs down through your wetsuit.
Right.
You know what I was talking about. You had a bottle of it right here. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that run down through your wetsuit. The booty catches it all, and there's a big thing where you just can't get the stink out of it. And this would allow that to drain. Now, obviously, you don't have the... Could you wear, like, a neoprene sock in that?
Let me address one thing first. That's an electrolyte powder. Not what you thought
good.
It was.
That was good.
What was the question?
Can you wear like a neoprene sock in this if you want a little bit of warmth?
I'm sure you can. Tight? I'm going to be very transparent and honest. I haven't ever tried it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to try this, hit this man up. Maybe get a pair of shoes. I don't know. Sorry, I'm putting you out there.
I won't put
that on. Have you gotten any feedback from people wearing these with fins?
I have. Since DEMA, since they're in the scuba diving industry, I've literally had people from all around the world sending me pictures of them using them in fins.
I'm actually looking forward to this. I've tried it a little bit. They seem to work really good for tech fins. But that being able to walk a long way and then use the shoe as the booty and it actually work, that's huge. because it's a good shoe. We've seen the booties that are okay booties are not great for shoes.
Right.
They don't have the support. If you're walking over bad stuff, rocks, jetties, oyster beds, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a good shoe than like a perfect booty, because as long as it works, but it does seem to work. So
we launched Tetra this year and it's going really well. We're excited to go to DEMA in New Orleans.
And we're all going to be there. Is there something you see in the industry? Because I've seen some aqua shoes, we've seen some outdoor wear. We all know about Crocs. We all know about all the other stuff. Have you seen something in the industry that's a commonly held belief out there right now that you just passionately disagree with?
The one that gets me the most, some consumers are tricked by $14 or $15 water shoes on Amazon. Those are basically disposable. They go on their adventure and they don't have support. They don't have a solution that's really working for them.
So it sucks to begin with and it falls apart anyways.
Right. And we've put a lot of engineering into it and a lot of design work in the materials to be a steady, supportive system for wherever you are.
Now, the quality seems even higher than, I've used some running shoes. I need to get back into it, but Saucony, Brooke, I mean, you're kind of on that price point.
Mm-hmm.
There's more engineering in these, I think.
Yeah, those are great brands. We definitely offer something different. We're excited to grow the brand.
All right, when are you coming out with the running shoe that's a dive booty? That's my speed.
We'll have to talk.
Okay, we'll talk. What is coming on the horizon that you're working on, if you can tell me, underneath the top secret blanket? I know you got something else in the works.
We do. We have samples already for two new styles coming out next year that I cannot talk about.
All right. Can you a hint?
Waterproof and breathable.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take it. Mm-hmm. Which these are. These are. So you must be doing something else. We're going to narrow this down. All right. Go over here. Tickle them.
My lips are sealed.
Last question. This is a hard one. What do you do for fun when you're not making shoes?
Actually, I grew up in the Rocky Mountains. So we mountain bike, climb, ski, wake surf, golf. Eric likes to go on a lot of cruises. He works out just about every day in his cross kicks. He plays tennis in them.
So you guys are using these and doing these activities.
I even wear mine in pickleball, and my older sister makes fun of me because she says, that's not a sport for me. I need to be older.
Oh, gosh. Mike, thanks again.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you in DEMA.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to support my channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. We have all the good stuff like the shirts, the hats, the stickers, everything. Autographed kids' books are on there and wholesale opportunities for retailers. Don't forget, we're on almost every major channel. Put out daily content, new stuff all the time. I'm on live all the time, so hopefully I'll see you on either TikTok, Kenny_Dial, Instagram, Sweetwater_Scuba, Facebook, just search me, or just search me in your browser, Kenny Dial. One of those should come up. Finally, the YouTube channel has all the podcasts and all of the short form stuff. It actually kind of has everything in one spot. Either way, I hope to see you on one of these apps, on one of these pages. Whatever connects us to the underwater world, I hope to see you there. Let's show the rest of the world the rest of the world.